the primary air cargo provider for the U.S. Postal Service. The carrier has a new contract with the post office. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow down 242 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to April. We've been enjoying a beautiful string of warm, dry days, but we have some weather changes on the way as a cool front approaches. Mostly cloudy today, very warm with a high in the mid-80s. Continued dry this evening and tonight, overnight low 66. Tomorrow's high up to about 86 with scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially by Tuesday afternoon and Tuesday evening ahead of a cold front. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe. Then a big change, breezy, much cooler Wednesday. High temperatures only in the 60s Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and probably down to 39 on Thursday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. The Alabama Crimson Tide men's basketball team advanced to their first ever Final Four appearance in school history Saturday night. The Tide battled back from a 13-point deficit to defeat Clemson 89-82. Alabama will take on the number one seed and defending national champion UConn Huskies Saturday, April 6th in Phoenix. A woman was killed and a man injured in a shooting early Easter morning in Montgomery. 26-year-old Travonica Simmons died after being shot at the 3400 block of McGee Road about 12:40 a.m. Sunday. Neither the name or condition of the man who was shot has been released. A 15-year-old boy has been arrested for firing a stolen gun near an apartment complex in Millbrook. The incident happened between two densely populated apartment complexes in the 800 block of Deetsville Highway. A 15-year-old male was arrested and charged with receiving stolen property. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99. And that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
Call Prune Masters, the professional pruners with over 30 years of experience, and that's all they do. To find out how you can get your hedges professionally pruned, call 220-2200 for a free estimate. Prune Masters, 220-2200.
Montgomery's favorite Italian restaurant is looking for a few great people.
If you like to work in a fast-paced, fun environment, this may be for you. Zaza is hiring all positions, front of the house and back of the house. You can expect competitive pay and to be treated like family. Apply online at ZazaSeriousItalian.com or in person at 130 Commerce Street, Tuesday through Friday between 3 and 5. Zaza Serious Italian in the alley downtown.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available, call 285-3667 for details or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Filtered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio, starting off the third half of the show. The Amy Beth and Allison were leading us to this story, and I really don't know how I can do it justice. Erica Thomas has a piece that you can find over at 1819news.com. It is definitely worth looking into. Headline, Alabama Snake Guide, Identifying Venomous Snakes and What to Do If You See Them.
Run.
That's what I was
wondering. That what you do, though? Is it like a bear?
Venomous snakes?
Stop and drop and play dead?
It's not stop, drop, and roll and ring your bell.
Not let your husband step on them.
Mm-hmm, that's a good one.
Unless your abs.
Because he didn't let me step on the I don't even know which one I almost stepped on.
It was a snake, though.
It was the one that's like, can be pink or can be...
Copperhead.
It's a copperhead. And mine got so mad at me because we tried to kill it that it leapt into the air.
Yeah. Oh, they're aggressive.
Yeah, they're. Oh, wait, none of y'all are surprised by this?
Yeah. Why would you?
Copperheads are wicked mean. So are water moccasins. Will come after you.
What?
Water moccasins.
Stop.
Yeah, they.
That's why I'm not. Hey, family. That's why I'm not getting in the water anymore.
Sky's got snake stories. Tell us.
I got lots of snake stories.
All right, give us two of the best ones.
First of all, legend has it that a copperhead won't die until the sun goes down.
Oh.
Even if you chop its head off, it's still going
to
be alive.
I've witnessed this. We beat one pretty much to dust and threw a large, really large copperhead. And it's also true that you will smell cucumber.
Somebody said that.
Copperheads smell like cucumbers?
Well, if you're in range of a copperhead, you may suddenly smell. If you smell cucumber with no other explanation outdoors, you're probably close to a copperhead.
Like you're not eating a cucumber?
You're right.
You're not carrying
you're
a,
not
cucumber
a cucumber
with you?
Field, or you're not having a little cucumber sandwich with your pinky out and the crust cut off? It's probably a copperhead.
Why is that, Sky?
I don't know. It's just how nature works. It's one of the warning signs.
Gotta look that up. That sounds like an urban myth.
It's true. Oh,
does copper smell like cucumber?
Not to me.
Because there's copper in a copperhead, right?
Yeah. Why didn't they call it a cucumber head snake? Okay, cucumbers, copperhead.
Okay, so what does it say? What are you supposed to do when you see one?
All right.
Run?
Now, this says, this is the interwebs website called House Digest.
Cottonmouth.
This surprising odor in your home could mean a major... top, a major snake problem.
Oh, gosh, what?
says cucumber scent may mean venomous snakes, not just the copperhead.
It could be
a rattlesnake. Rattlesnakes exude a scent that smells like cucumbers, which may also be because they are hibernating or dying. Similarly, when copperheads are startled or touched, they too unleash a musky cucumber scent.
I really thought that was a joke.
According to Best Life, a snake has to have reason to expel its musk. Thus, a copperhead at rest under a rock or alongside a log will have no reason to give off its musky defense. You could walk within a few inches of the snake and never know it is there.
That's freaky. Like, think about that. How many times we go to Oak Mountain State Park a lot?
Mm-hmm.
How many times have you just strolled past the snake and you almost died and you don't even know it?
If there's an overwhelming aroma of cucumbers or even old rotten cucumbers, what do old rotten cucumbers smell like?
I don't know. You should probably look in my refrigerator, and I can smell it and let you know tomorrow.
Okay. Even old rotten cucumbers in a certain part of your home, it's time to call pest control. Snakes can slither their way into your home quite silently and without notice, while they can create nests and reproduce, Amy Beth Shaver, which may be why you suddenly smell that strong odor.
You know, once I was on my treadmill running, and something out of the corner of my eye on the side of the wall, like it's against a wall, it's moved to the other side of the gym, my garage. I like to call it a gym, but so many things are in there. So I just pretend. You know what I'm saying? It makes me feel better.
Right.
And I'm running, and I'm like, oh, da-da-da. Huh, what's that? And it was a snake coiled up on my water irrigation system box.
The little controller box.
I ran so fast. I ran faster than I've ever run in my life out of the garage. And I wouldn't go back in until one of a friend had to come and help me. My mom wouldn't even come home and kill it.
What's bad is when you see it and you run out and you run back in and it's not there.
That's what happened.
Then you don't know where it is.
That's exactly what happened.
So and how long did it take before you went back to exercise again?
About a year.
About a year. Listen, look, House Digest is not written for Alabamians. Okay, look, I don't know y'all. I'm not trying to cast dispersions.
It's written for Mountain Brook, Scott.
Okay, parts of Alabama, right. If you're wearing khakis, if you're calling your husband to kill the snake and he comes in perfectly pressed khakis, you're going to have to call.
For people in Fairhope?
You're going to have to call somebody else.
People on Ono Island, people in Mountain Brook, and people in Madison, in certain sections of Madison.
Okay, fine. Call your cousin.
Some people say that about us. They're like people in Gardendale.
No, there's nobody who says people from Gardendale can't kill a snake. What the problem with people from Gardendale is, when you should be killing it with a hoe, we're shooting it. But we're inside. I don't care. Shoot the snake. Here's the advice. I mean, who needs this advice?
It's not what you use hose for. It's not.
Hose are always after the snakes. If you happen upon a snake skin, you should avoid investigating it yourself, because that's a good sign there's a snake around. Who needed this advice?
Brookies.
If you encounter a snake in your room, get your children and pets away from the area immediately. Get yourself and your family and pets in a safe place where you can wait for animal control or the pest experts to assess the situation.
Oh my gosh, look at all our fun things.
If you wait in another room, you might want to line the doors with rolled up towels to keep the snake out.
Come on.
And if weather permits, you can also choose to wait outside.
If all else fails, you can burn the house down.
Exactly.
Yes.
Please go outside and set fire.
I'm going to fling myself over my upper railing, and I'm just going to fling myself into my holly bushes and hope for the best, because if you got to roll up towels to avoid the freaking snakes,
that was obviously not written by a Southern woman right there.
No, it was not.
Clearly. Dang.
The Southern woman was a be careful damaging the towel using the farm implement commonly known as a hoe.
Right. Get in there and kill that snake right now.
Yes, there's a snake in there.
Yeah.
You're not scared, are you, honey? No, ma'am, I'm not. I'm brave. No. I'm very brave. Let's go to biologist, who's a snake expert. Biologist, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Oh, this has just been fun. This has been awesome. This is, I mean, the amount of no knowledge going on here.
Absolutely.
We're here for you, okay?
We just want you to shine.
We teed it up for you.
My entire herpetology book has nothing about a cucumber spell. So,
really?
Hey, who's arguing with, what did I say this website was called?
Best Life, which you're not having your best life if you're getting bitten by a venomous snake.
I'd be more afraid of the neighbor's chihuahua than I would a snake, trust me.
There you go.
We don't need chihuahuas. They're bad. They're got bad.
They're animals. Just oversized rats, right.
We have five or six venomous snakes in Alabama. Five are of the family Viperidae, which are your vipers. Heat sensing, usually elliptical eyes. They have a triangular-shaped head because the venom sacs are right behind the ear. But their eyes can be somewhat rounded on occasion, but it's usually cat's eyes, elliptical eyes.
The little slit in their eyes. Is that what you're talking about? The little slit pupil?
And you know, all the people want to be snake experts go, oh, that's not always true. Well, I live in the woods. 99% of the time, you can tell that. But the only one that's not a Viperidae or a viper, which is has heat sensing pits, is the coral snake in South Alabama, which is the family Elapidae, which is the family of cobras. They don't have front fangs. They have rear fangs. But I'd be more afraid of the neighbor's house cat, honestly. And
really?
I've had snakes. I've had two. I've got corn snake. I've had king snakes. And I actually use them as shows. I did educational things. Snakes are venomous, not poisonous. Poison has to coat you. Venom is injected. So a good cat is a dead cat. I don't like cats.
You don't like cats?
I hate cats because... No, they kill too many reptiles and other stuff. I hate the trap, neuter, release. That's the dumbest program ever known to man. But, and if people don't like snakes, that's fine. My wife doesn't like them, but my daughters don't care about them.
Mm-hmm.
But, so what's any question? The cucumber thing, that's not true. And don't get your snake knowledge from Modern Women Housekeeping Magazine. That's just not good.
I mean, you're the one casting dispersions on House Digest.
Okay.
And also, Rodentia. I heard the thing about the vet. That's family Rodentia. Family Rodentia includes beavers, and actually there's a thing called a mountain beaver. But beavers...
So they're like the SUVs of the rodent world.
Souped up beavers.
They got big wheels.
Well, the biggest one, Rodentia, is a nutria. Well, no, there's a capybara. And they have continually growing incisors, which means that's the reason they have to chew on stuff. Otherwise, their incisors will grow through their head. It never stops.
Yep.
And the thing about my final thing about the barge. I thought I heard that they dropped an anchor port side. If you drop an anchor port side, you have one anchor dragging the ground, right? You don't have starboard and port.
And
wanted to strategically hit that thing on purpose because that anchor on port side is not going to stop that ship. It's going to turn it straight into that spot because if they had dropped anchor port and starboard, you have two things in the ground going together.
Yep.
That's just what I heard, so I don't know. But if you look, I think they dropped port. And if they drop port when they did, it's going to take an automatic right turn. And if you know exactly what you're doing, you could aim it and go, we dropped anchor, but they didn't drop anchor, port, and starboard, which would make it go straight. That's my conspiracy theory on that one.
That is actually, that's kind of what you watch in that sped up version. It kind of pivots, like rotates around the center point.
So how can you drop the port side anchor without electricity? Look, I can turn the electricity off my house with a flip of a switch on the outside, right?
Yeah, we did that on this program earlier.
You should have been here.
It all works easy. So with all this,
you can't just throw it over.
You could probably.
He was joking on that. So starboard is on the right side, port is on the left. So if you throw an anchor out on the left, then you're going to turn to the left. Because I think I saw that on a Pirates of the Caribbean or one of those. They throw out the anchor and swing around and then blow them with the cannons.
Well, yeah, because if I boat a lot, and if I throw my anchor out on one side, it's going to pull the boat that side because you got drag.
Yep.
So if you want to strategically do it without So if I want to stop my boat in the middle, I can drop an anchor on both sides, and it's just going to slow it down and go straight.
Yep.
And
yep.
So that's just what I heard. I don't know if it's true or not, but that's somewhere I read that. So be nice to your snakes. They're going to help you more than they're going to hurt you. Shoot every trawl you see. And
wait, biologist, real quickly. Hold on. What do you do if you come across a snake? Do you run? Did he already tell us that? Do you lay down on the ground and play dead?
First of all, a snake it's got very poor eyesight overall. Oh, the little reason
that's why it's squinting.
It goes to the Jacobson organ. But snakes, they don't have eyelids either. There's actually something called a glass lizard that has no legs. It has eyelids. That's how you tell the part.
But really?
And that the skin you see there, I heard y'all talking about the skin. That thing's long gone. That snake's long gone.
He's
but
long gone.
When we see one, we just walk on by it because odds of you ever seeing it again are about 0%.
So hey, don't poke it with a stick?
I mean,
okay.
Someone poke it with a stick.
Hey, look, biologist, if I actually do cut the head off a venomous snake, should I bury it? Because it can still inject you if your kids come along and play with it, right?
Well, yes, they can for a little while. Because
all right, brother. Thank you, man. We got to take a break. We'll be back.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, you will immediately see the difference in pricing. Not only do we offer the most competitive rates, but our closing costs rank among the lowest in the industry. How do we do it? Because we can. We do not have the overhead that big banks and lenders do. Those big banks and lenders have big expenses. And what do? They pass those expenses along to you. Meanwhile, here at Alabama Home Mortgage, we receive wholesale rates which result in big savings that we pass along to you. Don't pay more for less. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our rates and pricing are just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Moleco Pro with Hustler Turf Zero Turn Mowers. They engineer their mowers to be maintenance and service friendly for the everyday homeowner while not sacrificing the build and cut quality they're known for. From the heavy-duty frame to the welded steel deck to their trademark smooth track steering, Hustler Turf Zero Turn Mowers deliver professional-grade cut quality for a perfectly manicured lawn. Why don't you stop by and see Dietzville Ace Hardware? See the Hustler difference for yourself today. Dietzville Ace Hardware on US 31 just north of Prattville, or Google Dietzville Ace Hardware for more information.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Sam. I want you to start the new year off right by getting your vehicle checked from the top to the bottom. Now, that vehicle probably needs some new shoes on it. We're talking about tires here, of course. And the only place you need to go to get everything serviced, to get everything done in a very professional way by ASC certified technicians and mechanics is Woodham Southside Firestone. They're easy to find right there on the Troy Highway, about a half mile south of the Southern Bypass. For years, I was calculating the other day, it's 42 years that I've been going to Woodham Southside Firestone. And let me tell you something. If you want it fixed right the first time without having to go back and back and back again to your normal place, go to Woodham Southside Firestone. Matt and the gang will do a magnificent job. They're open 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, closed on Saturday and Sunday. Woodham Southside Firestone, the only name you need to know.
Aw, man, I have another hangnail.
You shouldn't pick at your toes. Daddy says you might cause ingrown toenails.
Speaking of Daddy, it's time to remind people how important it is to see a podiatrist.
Yeah, Shannon. Our dad, Dr. Brian Kelly, treats things like tendonitis and bunions.
If a person is diabetic, it's important to have a foot exam by a podiatrist.
Call today for an appointment at 265-7585.
Happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. By the way, what was the other site I said? If you want to read this story, I think this is well done, by the way. Erica Thomas has the piece, not the one we were referencing from Home Digest or whatever.
Erica's piece
makes sense. Alabama Snake Guide, identifying venomous snakes and what to do if you see them. Pretty good stuff. Allison, do you want to read the most important... part is from the Alabama Department of Public Health, which if you see a snake, let's see, make sure you have your COVID mask on and you're vaccinated. Then
what do you do, Allison?
Did you put a mask on the snake?
Then you put a mask on the snake.
Then
you can deal with it.
Sinclair, what are you
going to
do?
You must kill a snake, the NDPH recommends.
You go grab a tall hoe. Not a short one. But a tall one.
A long-handed hoe. Shouldn't that be handled? The article says long-handed.
Well, it is ADPH.
And then what do you do with it?
Strike it in the back of the head. Not the hoe. The snake.
Okay. I'm writing this down. So you gotta be clear.
Okay. So
I knew we paid
the hoe in the back of the head, and then put a mask on it.
Then you're all good. Knock it out, put a mask on it, and you're all safe.
But legit, Abs had a really good question that we didn't get to ask the biologist. Does the article talk about what you're supposed to do if you get bit by a snake? Because I always thought you're supposed to, like,
stop, drop, and roll.
And then
Erica has it perfectly.
T-shirt around your arm.
Don't do that.
Don't tie a tourniquet?
Nope. It says... remove clothing and jewelry. Not
be specific.
Get your long-handed hoe to remove this.
Put on
clothing.
Another mask.
And put on another mask.
And get ready for a jack. Wait, take your clothes and jewelry off.
Only the clothing and jewelry around the bite, Allison.
Let me get this right. Where you were injected, because the biologist said, when you're envenomated, you are injected.
Yes.
Envenomated?
Yes.
That means that venom goes into your skin.
So I guess,
right. I learned
guess
that from my daughter.
Sucking the venom out of the wound is out, I take it.
That is, yeah.
The bump. Okay.
Right.
That's what I said.
Important to remove clothing and jewelry around the bite due to the potential swelling. See?
Okay.
Hayes, who's the snake expert for the article, says Benadryl's not going to help you. Okay, so don't do that. And many people think applying a tourniquet is a good idea, and it is most often not helpful. The only time a tourniquet should be applied is if you're bitten by a coral snake. Remember, which was in the
cobra
family.
They have back fangs,
yes.
Not front fangs.
Correct.
But why does that matter?
Because it's a different kind of venom.
Okay.
If you are bitten by any snake, seek medical attention as soon as possible.
There you go.
This is
not, hey, doctor.
Hey, how you doing?
I got a rising.
Why is this?
Only about 208 people get bit by venomous snakes a year in the state. So it's probably not going to happen to you.
In this state, like Alabama. That's a lot.
That's a crap ton of people.
That feels like a lot.
You're like, everybody's getting bit by a snake.
There's only 20. Then it's
a lot. Yeah. Look, I'm glad. Thank you for answering the question of what to do. Mm-hmm. Because let me reiterate, I've almost stepped on one and my husband saved me and I almost let him step on one and I didn't save him. And so I need to know, what do I do if I do it again and I panic at the sight of a snake?
Well, Sky, you and I were wrong. I would have grabbed my pocket knife that I don't ever carry because I don't own one. And I would have slid open the little venom bite in between the two fangs and I would have sucked it out.
Honestly, growing up watching, you know, 60s and 70s television, I would have thought there had been a lot more snake bites healed by sucking the venom out and a lot more quicksand. I never run across any quicksand. My whole thing
quicksand everywhere.
I was always prepared, too.
Sky, I completely relate with that.
Head on a swivel, Sky.
Yeah, well, I can get to that tree. I'm taking a stick with me.
I saw an article one time about the sucking out the venom, and it said if you had, like, a cut in your mouth, if you were going to do it, like you bit your lip or whatever.
Oh, then you die.
When you bit your tongue because you saw your buddy get bit by a snake, you're like, what the? Then you suck the venom out and put it straight into your brain.
And then the Holy Ghost is going, I'm coming for you. That was stupid.
You weren't the smartest, but we're still going to let you in.
Yeah, I had never thought about that, Scott.
Wow,
so
Scott.
So let's go to Sam from Pike County, who's a snake trapper.
Inconceivable.
Yes, I am. Son of a gun, Scott, you read my mind, brother. That's why I called. We haven't had a get-together in a while, and I trap snakes. I've got a freezer full of them. Yes. Oh, come on. It tastes like chicken. And if it's well-prepared, you know, we steam them. It's still tender. Most people overcook it.
Is this rattlesnake or generally any snake, Sam?
I have three different types. I got the copperheads. There's one timber rattler and about half a moccasin that I shot.
Do the moccasins have? You know, they're fat. I mean, are they? Are they like the ham hocks of snakes?
Hey, Scott. In all seriousness, moccasins. Everyone I've ever seen down the ponds or on the farm has come for me and tried to kill me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Field, a black snake. You know, you think first it's like a rat snake or a chicken or a black runner. Occasionally, you'll see that one. A moccasin always stands out to me because here it comes. It's got that viper head, and it comes for you. Dang, I got serious. I called in to cut up.
Can you outrun a snake?
Not in the water.
I don't think so.
Not a black runner, moccasin, and right now I've got a little nerve damage. No, I cannot run a snake.
What snake gun do you take with you?
410 is the ultimate little light shotgun. Here it comes. On the back of our Gator, or, you know, our little, four, I don't even know what to call things, SUVs, DUXs, whatever. Our John Deere Gator. I mounted a gun rack. And so when I go around the woods or go down the ponds, you can mount up a weed eater, an implement, or you can just, usually we just put the shotgun. I shoot plenty with 22, but if you're really serious, 410. The moccasins, I haven't seen a moccasin in years, though. Copperheads, I think. Maybe I've done some good against the moccasins, but the copperheads, here's the number one thing, they like to curl up like a landmine, and our trails out across, you know, we have beaver ponds and whatnot, and into the summer, and they will lay absolutely still, so you have to watch where you're going. You step on, you bit. Another thing about coral snakes, their fangs are known to be a little duller than typical snakes. And so at the back of the mouth, when they open up, if they decide to strike you, they're going to come at you really hard. And you get
Thank you, buddy. We got to take a break. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A+ Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
AC by Lou Choir is celebrating 40 years in business with their Spring into Comfort sale. Visit acbylouchoir.com to save up to $1,800 on a new carrier system or get special financing for up to 60 months. Turn to the experts at AC by Lou Choir, celebrating 40 years of being the River Region's company of choice. That's AC by Lou Choir.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
License 84417.
What are you planning on using your tax refund on? With Southern Steel's strong, durable, and built-to-last metal structures, you can build anything from towering warehouses, pole barns, manufactured metal roof panels, or even a barn dominium. Save time and money with a quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, choose Southern Steel for a lifetime of security. Trust in quality. Visit them today and build your dreams in steel. 1295 North McDonough Street, 240-2223. This is an important announcement from James Jones and your friends at Jones Drugs, your local hometown pharmacy. Are you one of those folks who is perfectly happy with your local pharmacy and the relationship you have with your local pharmacist and have received a letter from your health insurance suggesting that you use one of the chain stores? Or even worse, maybe they want you to order your drugs by mail. What you need to know is in most cases, that's just a suggestion and not something you're required to do. As an essential healthcare worker, your pharmacist is working on the front lines to ensure patient safety while putting him or herself at risk every day. Your relationship with your pharmacist can be just as important as your relationship with your doctor. Are you willing to risk that part of your healthcare to mail order or chain stores where it's almost impossible to have that relationship with your pharmacist? For those who haven't experienced being part of the Jones Drugs family, come see what it's all about. Jones Drugs, with locations in Prattville, Millbrook, Montgomery, and Phoenix City.
Hey, Alabama, this is Frankie Bumps to tell you about Zaza Serious Italian. You know, we Italians eat like we're going to jail. You know why? Because we never know when we're going. Capisce? Our food is authentic peasant Italian made to order. Our pizzas are hands down the best. If you mention my name, Frankie Bumps, we'll take 30 cents off your bill. I'm a generous guy. Zaza Serious Italian, nobody eats better than us.
Zaza Serious Italian, a Montgomery tradition for more than a decade. In the alley, downtown.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Got a lot of jobs to do this spring? Save now on Kubota's BX23S tractor, loader, and backhoe combo at Capital Tractor and check off that to-do list. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to April. We've been enjoying a beautiful string of warm, dry days, but we have some weather changes on the way as a cool front approaches. Mostly cloudy today, very warm with a high in the mid-80s. Continued dry this evening and tonight, overnight low 66. Tomorrow's high up to about 86 with scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially by Tuesday afternoon and Tuesday evening ahead of a cold front. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe. Then a big change, breezy, much cooler Wednesday. High temperatures only in the 60s Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and probably down to 39 on Thursday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, yeah. Flattening the hills, Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way, the only way they know how. That's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We appreciate you listening to the show. Don't forget the phone number here, 1-800-289-9228. We're in the last, it's kind of like one of these NCAA basketball games. We're in the last 2 minutes.
Timeout.
Of the game.
Got to call
so we'll be done at 12.
Timeouts now, so.
It's really crazy.
It won't last that long, Scott.
I enjoy the games where, you know, you're down by eight and there's like 12 seconds left and you just say, I can't win. It's just not. Mm-hmm. Just not doing it. When they just keep trying to win to the last second. I know that's supposed to be some sort of valiant effort, but
give it up.
Not happening.
Down
just
eight,
not happening.
10 seconds
yeah.
left.
Just stop it.
Yeah.
We haven't even talked about the Tide. I don't care about nothing but the Tide. Y'all seen
just,
that?
Like, that's annoying. Go to the callers. I don't even want to hear about the Tide.
In the Final
Tide
Four.
Tide Pods.
Amazing.
First time.
Bruce Pearl was fabulous on set, though.
He's really good. It's funny to me, though, because you have the commentators, and many of them were players.
Yeah.
And then you have the couple of coaches, Pearl and the guy that was at Villanova.
Jay Wright.
And when
Love
they
him.
Explain something, you're like, okay, he knows what he's talking about. Sometimes when the commentator guys who are just players, they'll be like, and the you see the coach thinking like,
yes.
That's not exactly the whole story. It's just different.
Yeah, agree.
Let's go to your phone calls. Let's go to Eric the Duck. Eric, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Oh, man, it's a blessing to hear you guys' voice. I tell you, I talked to Mr. Mosley off the air, and I said, look at here, buddy. I ain't never been so damn glad to see Montgomery in all my life as opposed to New Orleans.
Yeah, you had to say
you had enough Nolans,
yeah.
Well, beignets, and voodoo.
I'm telling you the truth. But now, which one of them young ladies said something about running from a snake? Now, was that Allison or Amy Beth?
It was Allison. I don't know. Can you outrun a snake?
Hell, I ain't going to stick around close enough to race.
Eric has many times.
I guarantee it, but I know them over where I live. When we got snakes, poisonous snakes, because you can smell the weed. Because these snakes where I live, they smoke weed. you'll know there's a snake. So, and then I ain't never eaten another salad because cucumbers is my favorite. Now that you done said that, every time I take a bite of my salad, hell, I'm gonna think about a snake. So there it is. Snake. But I said it. I told Mr. Mosley, I said, hell, you want to lose some weight? I just crawled out of an attic. I said, you come up in that attic, add about 20 degrees to that outside the humidity. I couldn't gain a pound if I tried. You know, I can look at most people, I don't know about you guys, you can look at food and you'll say, I can look at that and I'm going to gain 3 pounds. Not a chance in hell. I mean, now that I'm so glad to be back, I got a gift for you guys. I'm going to come by there and drop it off.
Okay.
We just don't believe you anymore, Eric. The duck, I was supposed to pick it up 2 weeks ago, and I've just been waiting, like, every day.
I apologize. When I get busy, I didn't talk to Sky. He's familiar with what I'm doing, so I have to stay on top of that phone ringing. It's that way, but anyhow, the snakes, I had one quick encounter. I was fishing at a crawfish. I don't know where that come from. At a crappie pond, and I had my stringer in the water, and it was a private pond, and I went to unstring my stringer. I had a bunch of crappie. Mm-hmm. And I pulled up. I didn't even feel it, Scott. Come up, and I had about a 2-foot water moccasin clamped on my
No.
Boat.
Oh,
uh-huh.
No, sir.
Been there.
Oh, yeah.
Been there.
Hey, yeah. And I didn't even feel the bite. That was the bad part. And when I came out with the stringer, he must have been feeding on them crappies.
Yes, sir.
And he had his fangs in me, buddy, and I yanked and I broke one fang out, and I went to Baptist East out there on Taylor Road, and I was so sick before I even got there. It wasn't but 3 miles from the damn hospital. I'm thinking,
oh, my goodness.
I make it. It'll be a miracle. But see, I had a black widow bit me, and the damn spider died.
And we're not too sure about the watermarks.
Thanks, Eric the Duck. We appreciate you, buddy. I have never been bit by a snake, so I've had spider bites. Was it the kind that like rot out? You know what I'm saying? The big, you're like, oh man.
No.
Let's go to Uncle Daddy. He's also. Let's go to Uncle Daddy.
How y'all doing?
Uncle Daddy. We're doing good, Uncle Daddy. How are you?
Literally during the break, right before you called, I said, and where has Uncle Daddy been? And then I came back in the room and you had called.
You know what? Long time no talk. I have missed y'all.
Where have you been?
My epilepsy came along and started kicking my butt. I've had a few seizures in the last
month and a half, so I've had to
deal with that and keep my mind on that. But for the most part, I'm blessed to be alive and had a happy Easter. I hope y'all did too.
Thank you. Yes.
From what I gathered, you were saying earlier, the only snake if you get bit by, you're going to need a tourniquet is a coil snake.
That's what one of the guys said. Yes.
But like I'm going to walk around with a book of different snakes so I can identify what snake is. Yeah,
probably don't do it and just go to the hospital.
To me, it's just a damn snake and I'm finna die, all right? I mean, that's all it is to me, all right? Okay, but now a few years back, my uncle told me that the way you can identify a venomous snake and a non-venomous snake is a non-venomous snake has more of a rounded head and a venomous snake has more of a diamond-shaped head.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him very politely, listen, dude, I will focus on the shape of its head when I get through chopping it off, okay? And if it's a non-venomous snake, if it's got a rounded head, if it's a non-venomous snake, I'll feel bad about it. As I'm taking this little snake head and putting it on a stick out in my front yard, that way all the rest of the snakes know that this ain't the place to come messing around.
Okay? Put it on a bike.
You can go mess around at Highland Gardens, but don't come mess around at Chisholm. Listen, I want to tell y'all one more thing before you go, okay, all right? Or before I go, all right? If y'all want a topic and a half to talk about, all right, you should read up on the Vince McMahon hush money scandal that's going on right now.
Ooh.
Okay. All right. And then when you get through reading up on it, okay, go to YouTube, all right, because you'll be very entertained, and look up Jim Cornette and listen to him talk about it, okay?
Okay.
Because he has some very entertaining commentary, okay? The Vince McMahon hush money scandal. Please go read about that. From what I've heard, there was this girl, okay, that he paid, and that he pooped on this girl, and he continued to work for eight years. She continued to work for this man. Okay. If you want a topic and a half to talk about, go read up on that.
Thanks, Uncle
God
Daddy.
Bless y'all.
See ya.
I'm going straight there.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh my
we got
goodness.
A minute and a half. Lunchbox is probably can't do it in a minute and a half. So we need to carry
like a blind coal
him coal. Over, and so he'll have long enough on the other side. So Lunchbox Bob will be up. Did y'all see in New Zealand there is a manhunt underway?
For whom?
Three men. You won't believe what they did. This is a heinous crime. You've got the people in New Zealand. They have got to find them. Manhunt is going.
In New Zealand.
In New Zealand.
Right now.
They had to do something very right-wing conservative.
They did. It was terrible. They painted over the rainbow-colored crosswalk on the road. So they're after them.
What did they paint over it?
The gay pride flag. It was in the crosswalk.
No, but they what painted. Did they paint over it?
White.
Oh.
White paint.
Oh, it wasn't even like...
No, they didn't like change it to something else. They just blotted it out.
Well, I think our roads should be neutral.
I think they should too. But they're after them. We'll be back.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
It's Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
Being here with Just Blinds in Prattville, and we've got the blinds and we've got the shades. At Just Blinds, we've got roller shades, banded shades, honeycomb shades, woven shades, fabric shades, and solar shades. And while we've got all the latest and greatest in shades, don't forget Just Blinds in Prattville is also your trusted source for shutters, draperies, and of course, blinds. At Just Blinds, we're more than just blinds. Visit our showroom in Prattville or browse our online showroom by visiting gojustblinds.com.
Trustworthy Electric is hiring full-time electrical techs at $24 to $30 per hour, plus monthly bonus opportunities. Free medical, vision, and dental insurance, paid vacation, holiday, and sick days. 401k and profit-sharing programs offered. Home every night and off weekends. Visit trustworthyelectric.net/careers.
For 65 years, Guardian Credit Union has been your trusted financial partner. And now we're proud to extend that trust further by introducing Guardian Insurance Services. Whether protecting your home, car, or even your business, we've got the coverage that fits your needs. Our team is here to guide you every step of the way with the personalized service you know and love. Call 334-819-7555 for a free quote today. Guardian Insurance Services, building on 65 years of trust, now safeguarding your future.
This is Jacob with Best Pro Services. We are locally owned and operated, and we are proud to be a top 15 small business in the state of Alabama. We specialize in pest, mosquito, and termite control, and we would love to earn your business. Give us a call for a free inspection and estimate, 265-9990, 265-9990. Or you can visit us on the web at ppsriverregion.com or find us on Facebook at Pest Pro Services. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We appreciate you listening to the show. As promised, let's get out to Lunchbox Bob. Lunchbox, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your patience.
It's the end of the third half. To Babes and Scott. And we don't realize it, Scott, but this has been a very profound show. This has been a show where we've delved into depths that we initially were not prepared to go into on a Monday morning. And indeed, I'm going to enlighten us all here in a moment of how we've swum in deeper water than Miss Allison was prepared to see.
She was scared.
We started this show talking about the utter and epic collapse of Western civilization within the United States of America. The once great republic that we all believed we were still a part of. Yes, the president who claims to be a Christian himself, announcing with great pride and fanfare the Transgender Observance Day on the most holy day of the Christian calendar. And that probably angered some people, until smart ones, observant persons, realized, wait, it's just another 140th day of the year where we celebrate the depravity of that demonic concept and worldview so alien to our own. The only reason it grabbed our attention today or this weekend was because it happened to fall on Easter. But the enemy has been doing this for years, and they've been filling our calendar for years, and we've been blind and foolish and ignoring the snake in the tall grass. Now, let's talk about that for a second. Because when I looked online, in Twitter, on the newspapers, on the YouTubes, who were the great Christian leaders of our society leading the charge to condemn this announcement on the most holy of Christian holidays? And the only people I could find truly condemning it that were wearing the cloth, so to speak, or other Catholics who wanted to remind everyone that the Joe Biden man should have been excommunicated years ago. But finding Christian leaders, I couldn't find any of the Protestant, the Anglican. I didn't even hear it from the Southern Baptists. I did hear it from our governors and from our state representatives. We even had a senator or two come out against it. And I was proud of them. I thought, my goodness, finally, somebody standing up. And then we started talking about snakes and rats and rodents. And I thought of Montgomery specifically. Because there's some very cute chipmunks in our state government. And they will tell you what you want to hear. And they will sing little songs you like to sing. And they'll give you little things you want to have. All the while they're peppering our state government, our school systems, and our culture with all the same feces that every demonic snake is actually laying in there. We've spent a whole 90 minutes not talking about rodents and vermin. We've spent a whole 90 minutes talking about what is in charge of our state down in Montgomery. And most people didn't even realize it. Now, on a positive note, yes, this will be a moment where I'm going to say, and I'm going to say it correctly, Roll Tide. That Alabama basketball team did some wonderful things this past weekend. Grant Nelson and Mark Spears on two different days, two young men stood up and put a team on their back and carried them in a nationwide tournament. And I saw it in the interview on the day after. Grant Nelson himself wanted to give all praise and glory to God. I do have hope for this republic and for our generation. But when it comes to exterminating the snakes, we got to get rid of the chipmunks in Montgomery as well. But that's just me, sitting back, sipping coffee, strong, black, and slightly bitter.
Thank you, Lunchbox. Clark, we don't have enough time. T-Spear, we don't have enough time either. Y'all can be up at the start of the show tomorrow, I hope. Anything else, ladies?
I mean, just have a good afternoon.
Look how spunky. Yeah. What is your advice, Al?
Go home, eat some cupcakes, be a kept wife.
Wait, you got cupcakes?
We got to roll. Y'all be safe out there. See y'all.
Just get here when you can, Scott Beeson. Just get here when you can.